Well, women are also taking the brunt of job losses in this economy. The unemployment rate for women is higher than it is for men, even though just before the pandemic hit in December 2019, women outnumbered men in non-farm payroll employment, something that had only happened once before in 2009. Betsy Stevenson joins us. She's professor of public policy and of economics at the University of Michigan and a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. Professor, welcome.
Oh, it's my pleasure to talk with you today.
Well, and I will tell our listeners that the last time we talked to you was right before COVID-19 really took over. We spoke back in February about the gains that women had made in the workforce. And of course, within weeks from that conversation, everything changed. How has the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic affected women's employment compared to men's?
Yeah, so two things have happened that have changed women's role and trajectory in the labor force. One is hopefully short-lived, and that's the fact that we had what you might even call a gendered shutdown. The kinds of industries that had to send people home, that shut down, disproportionately employed women. So some of the industries that took the hardest hit, like leisure and hospitality, that's an industry that's 53% women, and they had 58% of the job cuts in that industry. But a lot of people also didn't realize that health services jobs, they shut down non-essential care, and that is an industry where 78% of the workers are women. Mm-hmm. You know, they've brought most of those workers back, but not all. We're still down about 6% employment overall in education and health services. Well, education and health services has been the driver of the growth in jobs for women over the 21st century. Mm-hmm. So since 2000, 50% of the job growth for women has been in that sector, education and health services.
But you say that most of those jobs have come back already.
Yeah. So I said that there are two things that have happened. And the short-lived one is that shutdown. And I'm hoping a lot of these jobs are going to keep coming back. The second factor is one that's perhaps more deeply concerning, and that's been the childcare crisis. That's pushing a lot of women out of the labor force or pushing them to take different jobs or to cut back their hours or just make sacrifices because kids are at home and they've been home for a long time. They need a lot from their parents right now. And when push comes to shove, someone's career is going to get hurt.
Are you hopeful that women, though, will be able to recover fully and maybe relatively quickly from this recession?
I think how long it takes women to recover is going to depend on the policy choices we make. I am not that optimistic that it's going to be short-lived. What's short-lived is that certain industries have contracted more than others, and some of those industries, they're already coming back. I'm not optimistic about what's going to happen with the childcare crisis. The way that women have to navigate care challenges in their life requires them to make the kind of sacrifices that put them on just a different trajectory for the rest of their career. And I think there are women that are being forced into those difficult situations right now. And I think some of these women are going to be paying the price in terms of their earnings for really the rest of their lives.
Are you optimistic that there will be some kind of attention paid to that by either the Trump administration, if President Trump wins another term, or a Biden administration, if he wins, that they will focus heavily on child care issues and women in the workforce in general?
I am optimistic that this attention that it's getting will lead to a sea change in policy that will allow both care workers to be better treated and better paid and families to be better supported in meeting their care needs. You know, childcare is not a women's problem. It's not a personal problem. It's a societal problem. Childcare really is the backbone of a modern industrial economy. We need care to not just allow parents to work, but to make sure that we're investing in the early childhood education that's necessary for kids to grow up and meet their full potential.
It's just unbelievable to me, Betsy Stevenson, that we're having this conversation now and we are in such a different place than we were just 6 months ago when you and I talked in February.
You know, absolutely. We saw women had made this incredible stride. They were now the majority of non-farm payroll holders, and that changed in March. Women's employment has really fallen off a cliff. And the only reason their share of jobs hasn't fallen further is men's employment has also fallen off a cliff. So they've gone off that cliff together. But when we think about it in terms of the strides women have made over the last 4 or 5 decades, you know, they're back to where they were in the 80s.
That is Betsy Stevenson, who's a professor of public policy and economics at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.